بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today we start a new chapter, باب النهي عن النتف الشيب عن اللحية والرأس وغيرهما وعن نتف الأمرد شعر لحيته عند أول طلوعه. The chapter on the prohibition of plucking out white hair from the beard and the head, and of a young boy plucking out the first hairs that are appearing on a young boy's beard, to pluck that out. So the prohibition firstly of plucking out white hairs and from the beard and from the head, and for a young boy to pluck out the beard that now is growing on his face. Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us in this world, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will subject us to many changes. A person starts off young. اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن ضَعْفٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِن بَعْدِ ضَعْفٍ قُوَّةٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِن بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ ضَعْفًا وَشَيْبًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you weak. Person was created, he was completely dependent on his parents. He was dependent on someone to assist him and to help him to grow up, help him with everything to such an extent that he couldn't even clean himself. Somebody needed, his mother needed, or somebody that was taking care of him needed to clean him, change his nappies, wash him, bath him, feed him. So we were completely dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, completely dependent on those means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made to assist us to grow up. اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن ضُعْفٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِن بَعْدِ ضُعْفٍ قُوَّةٍ. And after this period of weakness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought some strength in our body. Then we reached a point where we could now help ourselves. We could start helping ourselves, working for ourselves, earning for ourselves. We could start doing for ourselves. In that period when we were weak, our parents, Allah Pak, had made them strong. Generally, this is how the trend goes. Person is weak, then his parents or his guardians, whoever is taking care of him, is in a position of strength. Then slowly, as this person is moving in the position of strength, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is causing those people that were taking care of him now to start moving towards a position of weakness. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes another reverse, another change. Sometimes this person now is growing up and looking after somebody else who's weak, his child, his baby, somebody he may have adopted or is assisting. And then what is happening? He is in a position of strength. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِن بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ ضُعْفًا وَشَيْبًا. After this position of strength now that you are in, you will reach a position when you will also start getting weaker slowly. You will reach weakness and you will reach old age. But one thing we learn from this whole cycle is that a person appreciates what his parents did for him. When he was weak, his parents took care of him. Now he's in a position of strength. Don't forget that when you were weak, they took care of you. Although they may be in this whole cycle, they may be in a weak phase now, but don't take advantage of them. They didn't take advantage of you. Like one person so beautifully said, he said the difference between the mother looking after the child and the father looking after the child, and now when the child has gone big and he's looking after the mother and father, the big difference between the two is when the mother was looking after the child, the mother was longing to see the child living long, see the child happy, see the child prospering. And what happens is when the child now is gone big and he has to look after the mother or father, he's just thinking that when is my freedom going to come, when is she going to go away, or when is he going to pass away so that now I can be free, how long do I have to look after this person? So that is the big difference between the two. One was that mother or father is looking forward to the child living long, the child being prosperous, and here the other way is around. Allah Pak, save us and Allah Pak, forgive us. The desire should be there to have that same amount of love like how our parents had for us. Therefore the hadith or the ayat of the Quran we are taught, رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. O Allah, show mercy on my parents. Show mercy on them. How? كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Like how they had showed mercy on me when I was young. In other words, they went out of their way to take care of me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you take care of them like that. One of the hikmats of this is a person is reminding himself that don't forget of the mercy and the kindness that the parents have shown to the child. So anyway, in a person's life, in that phase that he's going through, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving him many warnings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing him many things as he's going through this phase of life. And one phase of life a person reaches is this phase now where the hair starts turning white. So insan, Hazrat Insan, in his desire and in his love to live very, very long, anything that shows him that he's getting old, anything that will make him feel as though he's going towards the qabr, this person starts getting afraid. It fear starts setting him. He wants to run away from death and anything that got to do with death. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَازِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ يَعْنِي الْمَوْتِ, that increase the remembrance of that thing that kills all pleasures, all enjoyments and all pleasures. Increase the remembrance of death. And what is that? That is death. So anything that has got to do with death, people are so frightened. Generally, people are terrified. Not a Muslim. A Muslim understands that death is a bridge. A bridge to Jannat. If I want to go to Jannat, then I have to cross this bridge. So I'm excited to go through over this bridge to that place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left as my real home. But if a person doesn't have iman, then death is a very, very frightening thing. He'll do whatever it requires so that nothing can affect and hurt this life that he wants. So anyway, this hadith that we are doing got to do with this change that takes place in a person's life, and now his hair starts going white. So this person now feels that I want to still look young and I still want to still feel young. Therefore, people even say it's embarrassing to ask a person's age. Why it's embarrassing? Because now a person doesn't need, he also wants to feel young. He also wants to show that he's young. And when you ask him his age, you may just give away. You may just give away that feeling that he has, or he may just give away that secret of how young he is. But a Muslim is one who's happy with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever condition Allah Pak has kept him in. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept me young, I'm happy. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made me old, I'm happy. If Allah Pak has kept me healthy, I'm happy. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made me sick, I'm happy. If Allah Pak has made me rich, I'm happy. If Allah Pak has made me poor, I'm happy. If Allah Pak has made me black, I'm happy. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made me white, I am happy also. So these ahadiths are teaching us that be happy in whatever condition Allah Pak has kept you. Don't try and change it now. That the beard is growing white, you start plucking it. Or that boy that is growing up, and that first hair that is coming on his face now, he's feeling uncomfortable now and he starts taking it out. No, I am happy. This is what my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to do. An Amr ibn Shu'ayb, an Abihi, an Jaddihi, radiyallahu anhu, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, la tantifu shayb, fa innahu nurul muslimi yawm al-qiyamah. And the beauty of Islam and deen is when we are told don't do something, then there's a great hikmat and great wisdom for it. But sometimes, because we are such that we don't understand it, we always think, now why shouldn't I do it? But the beauty of Islam is when we are told don't do something also, then very often we are told that this is the reward of not doing it. Don't do this and this is the reward. This is the clemency and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise Allah can tell us, just don't do it, finish, we have to listen. There's no need for him to give us the reward. And generally you'll find that the rewards have got to do with akhirat. In other words, that is our focus and our goal. So this hadith, Amr ibn Shu'ayb radiyallahu anhu, he narrates from his father and his grandfather radiyallahu anhu, that the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not pluck out white hair, because they will be a light for a Muslim on the day of Qiyamah. That white hair will be a light for a Muslim on the day of Qiyamah. As we mentioned, that this, what happens is when a person is getting old, so now he is prohibited from plucking out his white hairs from his face, his head and his beard. The wisdom of this prohibition are many. White hairs are a sign of old age and serve as a reminder of death and a year after. They also indicate a person's steadfastness on righteousness during old age. Another hadith has it, one who grows his white hair in Islam, then in place of every white hair, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write for him one good deed, remove one sin, and increase his stages by one. Imagine, every white hair, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write one good deed, Allah Pak will remove one sin, and Allah will increase one stage for him. Further on the day of Qiyamah, darkness will reign. It will be very, very dark. However, one of the actions that will provide light and enter a person into Jannah will be the white hair of a Muslim. The first person to get white hair was Ibrahim alayhi salam. When he saw it, he asked in astonishment, O Allah, what is this? Allah Ta'ala replied, it is dignity. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam then said, Allahumma zidni waqara. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, increase me in dignity. So this actually is a form of dignity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing a person with. Not that now he must go out of his way to try and change it. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من عمل عملا ليس عليه امرنا فهو رد رواه مسلم حضرت عائشه رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said one who does an action which we have not commanded it will be rejected one who does an action that we have not commanded will be rejected it will be rejected what this hadith is referring to somebody that innovates something in deen this is not part of islam not part of deen now we make it part of shariat that we have to do this at this occasion we make it necessary and we make it like a sunnah that the person has to do it or a person attributes it to some aspect of deen that it is not part of deen rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying for huwa raddun it will not be part of deen it will be rejected so anything that you try and make part of deen this will be rejected and we know there are many many examples like that something that shariat hasn't made for example it's not a big night now suddenly we decided let's make it a big night we all get together we plot out one date on the calendar we say let's we all get together and make this a big night it will never be a big night for huwa raddun what shariat has brought as big nights will be big nights what shariat has brought as big days will be big days it doesn't matter how many of us get together and decide that it's a public holiday it's a very nice day the night before also is very convenient let's decide to make special duas on this particular night or do something this is an example then it does not become for huwa raddun it gets rejected because this is not something that shariat has brought what shariat has brought is enough for us we don't need to add on it and we don't need to decrease it may allah subhanahu wa taala give us all the tawfiq and the understanding and just on the lighter side there was one person that had gone to a barber and when he sat there on the chair of the barber he told the barber that what I want you to do is just cut out all my white hair only and leave the black hair leave the black hair only take out that white hair so this barber what he had done was he took his machine and he cut everything out and then he gathered all that hair and he put it in front of this customer of his and he tells him you know what I'm such a busy man I left that job to you the rest I have done you what you can do you can start taking out the white hair from the black hair but I got all my other customers to see to so this is our condition that this example is given is that how sometimes we get carried away by things that we don't need to get involved in and things that are beyond our scope this is from the understanding and hikmat of Allah subhanahu wa taala one person has mentioned that every time a person is getting his color of his hair is changing it's a miscall he explained it's like a miscall very nice example what he's saying is that it is a miscall and one day it won't be a miscall it will be a real call from who malakul maut he's giving us all these warning signs that heed all these changes are taking place for a reason it's reminding you that one day will come when the whole body will have to change when that life from here will have to move out person now will have to go into the qabr that body will become lifeless but Allah subhanahu wa taala's system is such he doesn't take it away one shot like that he gives a person some warning he gives him some signs he gives him and allows him to prepare this is generally what happens Allah pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal subhanallahi bihamdi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin